Hey everyone, welcome back to the Origin Podcast. I'm Jamie.
And I'm Alex. Today, we're diving into some seriously exciting research that could change the game for cancer treatment.
Absolutely. We're talking about CAR T cell therapy. You know, that revolutionary treatment where they basically reprogram your own immune cells to fight cancer. It's already saving lives, but there's still a lot of room for improvement.
Right, and that's where this new study comes in. Researchers have developed this incredible platform called CELLFIE, C-E-L-L-F-I-E, which stands for Cell Engineering for Immunotherapy Enhancement. It's like a systematic way to supercharge CAR T cells using CRISPR technology.
So they're using CRISPR to edit the CAR T cells? That's pretty wild. What exactly are they doing?
Well, think of it this way. CAR T cells are amazing, but they face a lot of challenges. They can get exhausted, they don't always proliferate enough, and sometimes they even kill each other. It's called fratricide. So the team asked, what if we could use CRISPR to knock out genes that are holding these cells back?
Okay, that makes sense. Like, evolution optimized regular T cells for a human lifetime. But CAR T cells are engineered for a specific job. So maybe some genes that are good for normal T cells are actually bad for CAR T cells.
Exactly. You nailed it. And to figure out which genes to target, they did genome-wide CRISPR screens. We're talking about testing thousands of gene knockouts in human primary CAR T cells. They looked at everything from proliferation to exhaustion markers to how well the cells recognize their targets.
Genome-wide screens? So they're basically testing the entire genome? That sounds incredibly complex. How did they even manage that?
Well, that's where the CELLFIE platform really shines. They developed this clever vector called CropSeq CAR that delivers both the CAR, the chimeric antigen receptor, and the guide RNA library with a single lentivirus. Then they use synthetic mRNA to deliver the CRISPR editors. It's super efficient and way more cost-effective than previous methods.
Okay, so they've got the platform set up. What did they find? Any big discoveries?
Oh, absolutely. So they ran 58 genome-wide screens. That's the largest data set of its kind in CAR T cells. And they discovered several gene knockouts that significantly boost CAR T cell performance. The most surprising one? A gene called RHOG.
RHOG? I'm not familiar with that one. What does it do?
Here's the crazy part. ROG deficiency actually causes immunodeficiency in humans. Like, it's essential for normal immune function. So you'd think knocking it out would be terrible for CAR T cells, right? But it turns out, in the context of CAR T cell therapy, ROG knockout is incredibly beneficial.
Wait, so a gene that's essential for normal T cells is actually holding back CAR T cells? That's exactly what you were saying earlier about evolution versus engineering.
Yes, it's a perfect example. And get this, when they tested ROG knockout in mice with leukemia, the results were striking. The ROG knockout CAR T cells showed way better tumor control and significantly extended survival compared to standard CAR T cells.
That's amazing. But did they figure out why ROG knockout works so well?
They did. They found that RHOG knockout CAR T cells have enhanced proliferation. They maintain more of a central memory phenotype, which is really good for long-term persistence, and they show reduced exhaustion. So basically, they're more fit, they last longer, and they don't burn out as quickly.
Okay, so ROG is a big win. Did they find anything else interesting?
Oh yeah. They also validated FAS knockout, which reduces apoptosis, that's cell death, and fratricide. And here's where it gets really cool. When they combined RHOG and FAS knockouts, the effects were synergistic. The double knockout CAR T cells were even more effective.
So you can stack these modifications? Like, mix and match different knockouts to optimize the cells?
Exactly. And to explore that systematically, they actually developed a combinatorial screening approach. They tested different pairs of gene knockouts to find synergistic combinations. It's like modular engineering for CAR T cells.
This is incredible, but I'm thinking about clinical translation. CRISPR knockouts involve double-strand breaks in DNA, right? Is that safe for patients?
Great question. That's actually something they addressed. They also integrated base editing into the platform. That's a form of CRISPR that makes precise single-letter changes in DNA without cutting both strands. They did these tiling screens across the rogue gene to identify specific mutations that could be introduced safely with base editors.
So they're thinking ahead to what would actually work in the clinic. That's really thoughtful.
Absolutely. And they validated everything rigorously. Multiple CAR designs, different tumor models, cells from multiple donors, including a patient scheduled to receive CAR T cell therapy. In some cases, the Rajfast double knockout cells were actually curative in mouse models.
Curative? As in completely clearing the cancer?
Yep. In a model that was rapidly fatal with standard CAR T cells, some mice treated with the double knockout cells showed long-term remission. We're talking over 300 days of follow-up with no signs of relapse or malignant transformation.
That's really promising. So where does this go from here? Clinical trials?
That's the hope. The team has made all their reagents and protocols open source, so other researchers can use the CellFi platform. And they've created this massive resource of screening data that identifies multiple gene knockouts for improving CAR T cells. It's really a blueprint for systematic optimization of cell therapies.
I love that they're making it available to everyone. That's how science should work. And it sounds like CellFi could be used for other types of cell therapies too, not just CAR T cells.
Definitely. The platform is really flexible. It works with different CRISPR editors, different CARs, even T cell receptors. So it could be adapted for all kinds of immunotherapies. The possibilities are pretty exciting.
Well, this has been fascinating. CRISPR boosted CAR T cells. Who would have thought? Thanks for breaking this down, Alex.
My pleasure. It's such cool science. And hey, if you want to learn more, check out the full paper. It's packed with details about the platform and all the screening data.
Absolutely. Thanks for listening, everyone. Until next time.